Fighters. Today, I'm going to answer a question that we get frequently here in the Contractor Fight, and it's, I got a side hustle going. I got a day job, full-time gig. When should I quit my full-time job? Before I get into what some indicators I think you're ready to quit your full-time job, I want to remind you to like, comment, and subscribe to the channel. So, number one, the number one context or filter I try to run this through when somebody says to me, should I quit my full-time job and go full-time into my side hustle contracting company, all right, is, are you in a low-risk life situation? All right, my man Logan behind the camera right now, what are you, 27 now? He's 27 years old. That I know of, no wife, okay? He doesn't have like 14 kids running around the house, big-ass mortgage to pay for, because he's at a position in life where he could take bigger risks right now, okay? Where you take somebody else who might be, you know, 35 years old, married for 12 years, wife doesn't work because she's home raising three kids, there's a little more risk involved. So number one is you got to evaluate are you in a low risk life situation? That's one of the indicators. Now, you take what I share here today, you make it your own and make your own decision, but that is always the first thing that I try to understand when somebody asks me that question. All right, number two indicator that you might be ready to go full time is you are working in a day job 40, 50 hours a week, full time for the man, and it is sucking the soul out of you. Like, it's just killing your soul. You ever had a job like that? I've had a job like that where you get up and you know you got to pay the bills, but man, it's exhausting. Just the thought of going into that building or to work with that company that you're working with for 40 hours a week, it's just killing you inside because you know you have so much more to offer, so many bigger goals that you want to achieve. And you know that every damn minute you spend in this soul-sucking career, this day job that you have to have, for the time being, you know, every minute you're spending there, you're burning time, you're wasting time, you're missing opportunities. So that's the second filter that I run it through. Fighters, discover a transformative event designed to revitalize your business from within. I'm talking about Contractor Reboot, hosted by PCA, Paint Contractors Association. They invite you to dig deeper into your business ideals. Uncover the keys to financial success, operational efficiency, and role optimization. Join PCA and speaker Nick Slavik, my good buddy at Contractor Reboot, for 2 days of thought-provoking discussions on how to align your real life with your ideal life as a painting contractor. It's July 27th and 28th in Seattle, Washington, and I invite you to hit the link below, right there in the show notes, and check out what they got going for you. I'm out. The third thing that I like to understand from people is you might be ready to quit your full-time job if your side gig, side hustle, your part-time business is making you more money than your full-time job. Okay? Now you have choices. See, if you have a side hustle that's making you as much or more than your full-time gig, and you can continue to run it the way it is for a while, or maybe even hire somebody to run it for you, and then you're not tied to the day-to-day, and you don't have a soul-sucking job, and you like the full-time job that you have, now you can kind of double dip, and you can move towards a stronger financial position a lot faster. Or the other choice is you go, hey, I've proven I can make as much in this as I have in my day job, now I'm going to go full throttle on this thing, and we're going to pour gas in this baby and explode it. All right, the fourth thing is you got your side hustle. You're thinking about going full-time, quitting your day job. Man, this is it. I'm going to do it. We had a great month. Slow the brakes on this one, all right? Pump the brakes. I need you to prove it. Prove that you can repeat this month for at least 6 months in a row. All right, this is where you playing the long game is going to be better than you pulling the trigger and shooting your load right now, all right? It's never a good thing to do that prematurely, by the way. All right. So the point here, guys, is just because you have a great week or a great month or a great couple months in your side business, all right, don't think that you've arrived and that you're a hero. Show yourself, prove to yourself, especially if you're married, prove to your spouse, okay? Because your spouse deserves that security and that peace of mind that you got a plan, you're working the plan, and you could prove that you could chip away and repeat it and be consistent with that. A lot of guys, they have one great month, two great months. They think they can set the world on fire, and 7 months later, they're broke as fuck. All right. Number five, take 6 months of your personal income at home, the bills that you need to survive at home, and bank it. So those 6 months that you're kicking ass and showing that you can be consistent, take every dime of profit that you can. Because remember, you have a full-time day job that should be paying all your bills. So everything that you make from your company, especially if you're following this shit that we teach here in the fight, you're making money, all right? You can invest back into the business and take any other profits to bank those profits so you have at least 6 months of those home bills in the bank so that when you do decide to go full-time and you pull the trigger, you've got some runway ahead of you so that you're not making desperate decisions like spitting out a low price to a prospect or some shit like that and then putting yourself in the poorhouse a few months later because of desperation. All right, number six, this might be the most important thing. All right, so pay attention to this one. Let me look deep into your eyes, okay? Ask yourself, am I disciplined now? Are you a disciplined person right now before you quit your day job? All right. Are you honoring the commitments that you make to yourself? Do you get up on time? If you say you're going to read in the morning, do you read in the morning? Go to the gym, you go to the gym. If you're going to put something on the calendar that says, this is when I'm going to do some prospecting, or this is when I'm going to call a customer back, or whatever the thing is, I don't care. You fill in the blank here. If you are not a disciplined person now, how you do one thing is how you do everything. And you're going to bring that lack of discipline that you have now into your new business, and you are torpedoing that thing from day one. If you are not locked in, you're not dialed in as a disciplined person. So hopefully, guys, these few things that I shared with you today will give you some insight on when it might be ready for you to quit your full-time job and go full-time into your contracting business. And as always, you guys rock. I gotta roll. I'm out.